100 new roof. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hunting for that perfect home can be quite daunting. Call Vincent Mortgage first and let us guide you through the process. We have over 25 years of experience helping families purchase their new home in as little as 8 days. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
All right, folks, it's time for us to have a chat. We got some time before Colin Jeffrey comes in here. If you want to say something funny about the presidential race, we'd love to hear it. If you want to take a stand, not so interested, we'll talk about anything you want to. And if you don't have anything, I do. But I'd rather you do the work. From most cell phones, star KTRS will get you right to us. And the lines are open. You call. If you've never called before, get it out of the way. Feels so good. I finally called. Non-cell phones, which would be landlines, I guess, 314-969-KTRS. You could also do that on a cell phone, but you got a shortcut, star KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. There was a story this morning in St. Louis about, and Peon, I know you know about this 102-year-old woman who, on her bucket list, she wanted to be arrested.
Yes.
I actually think it's pretty funny, and I understand it, because I have more than once thought about, I would like to be put in jail, prison, but I want somebody kind of always watching me, and if I'm about to become somebody's bride in prison, then they step in, you know. The problem would be if you're that one person who knew you're just there for the experience. You're not really a prisoner. If he dozes off or something, bad things could happen. But I get that she wanted to know what that felt like, to be cuffed and taken in and booked. Have you ever had? No?
No.
You've never been in jail. Dan, you've never been in jail, have you?
He's answering phones. I don't know. He would have told that story, I think, by now.
Yeah, if you go, I do know a lot of people who are in jail for a night. This is a DWI or something. But that's the next level. There was a movie there. Where you have been in jail?
Yes, once.
When?
A long, long time ago. Long time ago, and it was only for...
Was it a domestic thing?
No. No, it was like for 2 hours. It was a complete misunderstanding and a total
screw-up. That's what they all say.
Yeah. Oh, no, everything
That's
was...
what everybody in the cell was saying.
No, there was. I was the only one in the cell. It was just a local precinct, and I was
So you were alone? You weren't thrown in with...
No,
Bubba.
No, I was in my 20s. They took my shoestrings, took my belt and everything, and then I was out within 2 hours.
You know why they take your shoestrings?
Why? So you don't hang yourself.
Yeah. No, so you can't tie your shoes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, it's a sort of a not real harsh punishment, but just that driving you insane very slowly. I can't tie my shoes. I'm kidding. I know it's not a hang yourself. I actually know that. Now, there was a movie years ago, I think, about a guy who did. He wanted that experience. He wanted going to prison, checking in. They give you your pillowcase. And it was supposed to be supervised by people who knew he was a reporter or something. Boy, I hope I got this right. And something happens, like a Twilight Zone thing, where things were getting a little bit rough. And he goes, okay, you know what? It's time to. And they go, what are you talking about? Nobody. It was like everybody there's, we have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean, reporter? What are you, nuts? And he ended up like getting executed. I mean, it was just a weird, but it makes you think, okay, I'll go in. But I hope you guys are watching it.
Yeah, I remember.
And if they're not, it's not going to go too well. Jim's on the phone. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Great. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I didn't get to listen to the last hour, but did somebody call and tell you about Farmer Dave yesterday?
No.
Oh, he played Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Wait a minute.
Hold on just a minute.
And you were saying you were the only ones. It was funny because I guess Trevor was playing, you know, different bumpers, and the first one he played was the Monster Mash, and the next one he played was Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Well, we're not gonna take this sitting down. I'm so glad you ratted him out on this.
Did he play the entire song?
He didn't play it all.
He only played the little snippet of it.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Weiland said, "Uh-oh, you guys are gonna be in trouble." And they're like, "For what?" And I said, "That's Frank Opinion song. We don't have to answer to him."
Ooh. All right, now it's getting ugly.
And then Trevor said, "Well, we'll tell him who's got seniority here. You know, who's been here longer."
Uh-huh. Well, I believe you noticed, Jim, that after they got that warning, as you said, that they didn't continue playing the song.
No,
they knew. They knew.
Tim tried to warn them, but they didn't want to. They don't answer that.
Yeah, Tim's one of us. We know that now. He's passed the test. Jim, Ron, thank you so much for. I'm sorry, Jim, for ratting them out. Gary's next. Gary, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I got to stop saying that. I'm really doing well. What's going on?
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. That's good.
People talk about how they've been, how long they've been listening to you and stuff like that. I actually have no idea, but being we're on political correctness, you guys would play a saying that would just crack me up, and I'm not easily entertained. I would love to hear it again, but I'm afraid it's gone in your archives.
Well, let's find out. What was it?
Karen's an idiot.
Do we still have that?
Oh, that's a good question.
For some reason, it just cracked me up, and I don't know why. And
well, hang on. We got it for you now. You got it, Peon?
Nope. Yeah.
All right, here, hit it.
Karen's an idiot.
There it is. Gary likes that. Wow, you said you're not easily entertained, but that does it for you, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, and I love women and everything, but I do too.
Any more, we got to be careful. You can't say you love women. Somebody will take that the wrong way.
Well, that's true. So, basically, that's what I wanted. I wouldn't want to do this for a couple of years, but I just was shy, and I just
You're over it now. Immediately, you're over. You're not shy right now. Felt good, didn't it? Don't you feel good?
Yeah, well, I'm still kind of shaking inside. I'm sitting in my work truck.
No, we are too. It's called being in the radio business. We're shaking too every day we do this. I'm glad you called, Gary. Call anytime.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Boy, that was like the highlight of his life.
Yeah.
And that does it for him. That little clip makes him laugh.
I remember when that guy called and he ran through a laundry list of stuff, and then he said that she was an idiot, and then he said, "You're all idiots."
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point.
Wow, the good old days when we used to get really hateful people.
I know.
What happened to that?
You know what? I remember what it was about. It was something political, too, because it was Karen and Terry were on a certain side of the political spectrum,
right?
And the guy that left the call was on the opposite side. Yeah. It always starts with politics.
You know what that tells you? That we don't get that hate anymore. It was those two.
Well, that could be. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that.
I'm kidding.
Definitively, but
I'm kidding. Let me get Steve in here. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. And if you come,
thank you. Close enough.
Want to thank you for not talking politics.
Well, we're not.
That's one more week.
That's all that's on right now. Yeah, one more week. One more week. Week from today. Is Greg next? Do I have these?
No, you're talking to Steve still.
I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
I just figured since we're not talking that garbage, how about a little joke? And in the honor of hunting season starting up, I was going to ask you to load them up. So I was just going to throw you a real cute little joke I heard from a little young man last night.
Well, let's hear it. Yeah, a trick-or-treat joke. I'd love to hear it.
Trick-or-treat joke. Okay, did you hear about the fire at the circus last night?
No.
It was intense.
You got any more? Oh, kids like it. See, they like that. Right. Thank you, Steve. All right, thank you. Greg is next. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up,
for me, I came in on the tail end of you guys talking about.
Greg, you're in the Progresso soup can. It's yeah. A, I'll try to lock that one. I don't know what's
going on. Oh, I'm on my iPhone. What do you want me to do?
That's
your
better.
iPhone.
That's better.
I didn't do anything. Hey, you guys are talking about jail. I went to jail. I don't want to say why, but it wasn't that serious, but I was in there for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it was the worst time of my life. I don't know why you would want to experience that much. I mean, my God.
Mm.
They stripped me down, so to speak. I had the orange jumpsuit on and the flip flop. It was like 65 degrees in there, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you have to do that thing where you bent over with no pants on so they could check you?
Inspect you?
You know, I don't remember, maybe so, because I had to take off my clothes and put the jumpsuit off.
Greg, you've called before. This is the worst connection we've ever had. We can't even understand.
It's a bad one today. Yeah. My phone, what's up?
I don't know.
It just sounds weird.
I want to tell my story. Can I put your food or something? Maybe it's better, huh?
Try calling back here.
Yeah,
try calling back.
Call us back, Greg.
I,
yeah.
You remember you used to have a board operator before me.
What?
By the name of Judy.
Yeah.
Remember Judy?
Judy the cutie.
And when I first started here, she kept in contact with all of you guys. And
no, Judy keeps in touch with every human being she has ever met.
And she was working for a company at the time that was, I guess, filming instructional videos and things like that.
Right. Oh,
so
that's
she,
right.
Do you remember that story?
Yes.
So she asked us, a couple of us, in fact, we'll go back to Terry. It was Terry and I. And we went to the St. Charles County Jail.
Oh, I do remember.
And it was a video. We were going to pretend to be prisoners. And it was about how to draw blood, you know, when prisoners come in or whatever, the medical things you have to do with them. So we were pretending. And that was a very weird experience because they had us go in there. I guess they cleared whoever out whoever was in there. Because that's like a... That kind of jail right there is just short term, right? I don't think people stay there a long time, do they? In those kind of jails?
No,
I think they can. Not lengthy, but they can stay there for like 30 days.
Yeah, but not like months, several months. So they cleared whoever out in there, and we had to change into these prison orange jumpsuits inside these cells where the guys, you know, I say guys, but I don't know whoever's personal belongings were just laying all over. It was a very
that is creepy
weird experience. Yeah.
Mm. Now, how long? It was just for the day.
Just for the day. Yeah, it was just several hours, and we did whatever you know they had us do, pretend to have blood drawn and things.
But they
like
did.
That.
They printed you. They did the whole thing. The whole entry.
No, because at that point, no.
They
that
just needed
part,
a scene.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is Cliff still with us? Let me talk to Cliff.
Yes.
Hello, Cliff.
How you doing, Frank and the gang?
Doing great.
Hey, Cliff.
What's going on?
A long-time listener, first-time caller, AM and the PM.
Oh, there you go. I love first-time callers. What can we do? What can we do for you?
I had an Uber experience last Wednesday. Last Wednesday evening, about 8 o'clock at night, to be the fact. Now, I wasn't personally in an Uber cab. I don't think I ever will be. So anyway, I'm outside of my retail that I work.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm working, and I have a foreign exchange student because, you know, we're down in Central West End, we have a lot of students, comes up to me and says, hey, can I use your phone? And he's speaking a little bit of foreign accent, but I'm not going to get into that. And I said, well, sure. I said, what's the problem? He said, I can't find my phone. I said, well, here you go. So he's making call after call after call, and he's trying to explain to me that, you know, it's a Pennsylvania area code, and I'm like, well, I pay so much for my phone bill, who cares? Just go ahead. So I finally get out of him that he left his phone in an Uber cab, okay?
In another city?
Yeah.
In another city?
No, here locally.
Oh, okay.
He took the Uber cab to the retail shop, and so he's trying to call multiple times, no success. Finally, he uses the find my iPhone on my app, and I'm like, sure, go ahead. So we look at it, and the phone is only two blocks away at a St. Clair gas station.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so he uses the sound feature on the phone to call him to try to get his attention, because I'm like, well, maybe he's just getting gas. So the Uber driver finally picks up. They have a little bit of a conversation, and I hear the foreign exchange student say, I don't have money. I'm a student. I only carry so much. And then they talk for a little bit longer.
That sounded like, kind of like Dracula.
I know it did.
Maybe it was Transylvania, not Pennsylvania. Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's probably what he said.
But bottom line is, you know, so they negotiate a little bit. And, you know, the student said, well, I could buy you something from the store.
Hang on a second. You're negotiating with a guy to get your own phone back?
Now, we're looking, and he's two blocks away at a St. Clair gas station. So the driver finally comes back. I said, I'm going to stay out here with you till you get your phone. And the driver pulls up, and they have another little conversation. He gives him his phone, and I said, well, what does the guy want? You will not believe what the Uber driver says. Buy me beer.
All right.
Buy me beer.
Oh. Wow. I went, time out.
I don't think that's ever happened with a Laclede cab driver.
No.
In the middle of the parking lot, I said, time out. I am going to go into my retail shop, get you $10. You're going to bring it out, tell this Jay to go buy his own dang beer.
Jay Leno?
And then while we were having that conversation, the Uber driver said, don't worry about it. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
So, wow.
And this guy was listed on the Uber app. He was an Uber driver.
Absolutely.
Well, surely you posted something that told him to get rid of this guy.
Well, you know, I was in the midst of some other things going on, but I really wanted to help this guy, and it was my only intention to.
Well, hopefully he'll do that. Right. That's his place. He'll let him know. You really love that story. Dave McNutt at Laclede Cab. He loved that story.
I'll tell you what. Laclede Cab's the only way I will ever go in my life.
All
and
right,
I, cool. I told him, one more thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The foreign exchange student said one thing that was very interesting. You see, he's like, I'm a student. What is wrong with Americans?
Not a very good impression.
No.
Right. Now, do the line again in his voice where he said, I don't have much money. That's all I have. Do that. Go ahead. Do it. Do it again.
I don't have much money.
That's all I have.
You lost it just like you lost Barney Fife. I don't have any money.
It's all in the blood bank.
That's all I got for you. But
that's all right, Cliff.
I thought maybe McGraw might get a little kick out of that. So.
No.
He doesn't get a kick out of anything.
If you tell it on his show, nobody'd hear it anyway. Yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, man. That... what kind of accent? Sean, then we'll take a break. Sean, how are you?
How are you?
I'm having a good day. What's up?
Good deal. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, so I work in the medical profession, and I just have a request. If at some point in time, can you guys bring back the medical terminology skit you guys used to do, or PM would read off a medical term, and you and Dan just
we tried to figure out what it meant.
It was hysterical.
Well, hang on, Sean. We'll have a conference. See if we can do that again. Hold on a second. We'll do that again. I'll put it on PI. Go get us a list of medical terms. we'll do it again. That's a good idea.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Sean. See how easy it is to program a radio station? You just call and tell us what to do. And
I'm trying to remember that. Was it like a quiz? It was just a medical quiz.
Like, what is a something ectomy? It's like the name of a procedure or a body part. And you said, okay, what do you think this is? Clamostrophography. I mean, that's a thing you use to take the pressure. Like sphygmomanometer. That's the blood pressure thing. That was one of them. Sphygmomanometer. For some reason, since I was a kid in like health class, I remembered that name. And that was part of your list. And we're supposed to guess what it is. And, of course, I knew I had this one in the bag. So I think I let everybody else go and miss it. And then I went, I believe it's blood pressure.
So here's another reason why to use Laclede Cab.
Right.
Because Laclede fleet cabs are clean and everything else, but now the Uber, they have fake Uber drivers coming up. Did you see that story?
I've been reading those stories. Yeah.
They've been coming up and saying, hi, I'm your driver or whatever.
And you get in because you assume they are.
Yeah.
And they take you somewhere and knock you over the head.
They rob you.
ATM.
Yeah.
No, I saw that story too. A break time. Thank goodness. We're tired. Work hard sitting here. American Equity Mortgage is not the only place where you can go get a mortgage for a house. It's also not the only place you can go if you're a homeowner and get a loan. Lots of people do this. And I hear the other commercials just like you do. Here's what you need to remember, though. If you really listen to the other lenders, they maybe not word for word, but they sort of copy what American Equity Mortgage has been saying for 25 years, perfect or less than perfect credit. They want you to be confused, and they want you to think, well, they're all kind of the same. I don't think they are. I think that American Equity Mortgage, one, has been doing this longer than some of these have, and it's a St. Louis-based company that did so well, they ended up in other cities in the country. So if you're going to buy a house, I guess there are a lot of boomers, maybe not a lot, but some who can buy a house and pay cash for it because they're old enough now, they sold a house, made some money, blah, blah, blah. But most people need a mortgage. And, of course, it's called American Equity Mortgage. Let's zero in on the equity part. People who are homeowners, you already have a mortgage, your house is paid for. Wow, I hope you know what kind of borrowing power you have. That equity is the greatest collateral most people have. So if you need money to pay off a credit card debt, I had a credit card this last 3 or 4 months. I had to chop it into three pieces. We always pay the total balance at the end of the month, but I had some stuff on there. I had to bust it up. So I made not minimum payments, but smaller payments, but only 3 months. If you're every month making the minimum payment, you're in trouble. Yeah, it's like an alcoholic when you have to finally confront and go, hi, I'm Bob, I'm an alcoholic. At some point, you have to realize you got a problem. You're making minimum payments in your homeowner. You don't have to do that. Let them show you how to pay the credit card debt off. Then you pay them back, and it's a lot less and a lot quicker. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
And it's time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they just cleared the accident within about the last 2 minutes on eastbound Highway 270 after Lindbergh. Now, traffic is a solid jam from Highway 70 through 170 now, and I'm sure that's going to stretch all the way out through the Chain of Rocks Bridge here in just a little while. Looks like we may have an incident on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue that's causing things to really stack up just north of Olive. And then your slow pockets from Ladue all the way down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound 40 downtown. That's running slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, you're pretty heavy from Arsenal through Gasconade. On westbound 70, you've got that slowdown between Bermuda and Hanley. Eastbound Highway 70 running a bit slow now between St. Charles Rock Road and Cypress. And it looks like southbound 170, we're stacked up from Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, keep it on the big 550.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News Director, along with reporters Jessica Machetta and Jill Enders. We'll have election night coverage. We'll also be joined by local political analysts Tyler Holman and Braxton Payne. And then for national races, we'll be checking in with ABC News.
The 2016 election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Crooked career politician Chris Koster is one smooth talker. But his record? Koster is a hardcore abortion advocate. A 100% rating from the most extreme pro-partial birth abortion organization in the world. Koster admits expanding Obamacare by billions in Missouri is his top priority. Koster is a liberal career politician who's made millions off government and given thousands to Hillary Clinton. When you hear career politician Chris Koster, remember, he's corrupt, he's liberal, and the only job he'll ever fight for is his own.
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, Treasurer.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000-square-foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for GE laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise.
Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
The cloud.
Oh, the clown, Penny. Oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Get over here. It's time to do the Colin Jeffrey segment.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, thank you. That was Dean Martin. And apparently, people really liked it. I'm getting emails right now. Great, great Dean Martin, Frank. Keep it up. More Dean. Dino. Yeah.
Who wrote those emails?
Oh, I don't have time, Pally, to look now to see the name. I got to introduce somebody. You know, that Colin Jeffrey, he's a good guy. Come on, it's not that bad. Is it? Okay, it is.
No, that's actually
when the world, is the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and they're proud to sponsor this guy, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm having a good day, I believe.
Well, that's good to hear. I've got some TV that are hopefully, I can speak today, some TV this week that I think is pretty good. We've got that to look forward to, but on DVD today.
Edit that out, that stutter. They'll think they'll listen to the morning show.
Hey, he likes being teased about it. Doesn't he, Dean?
Yes.
Oh, he should.
I thought you said Dan.
No, he likes it. I'll tell you something, that he likes being teased. Thanks, Dean.
Wow.
Go ahead, Colin.
Bad Moms with Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell.
Kunis sounds dirty.
Yeah.
It just does. It does.
That's not on DVD today, though.
Ooh, the wind blew, and I saw her, blew her skirt up, and I saw her Kunis. It sounds like that. Just telling you. The world's greatest audience, Dan Strauss. Go ahead. We'll edit that out because that you have credibility. You're a newsman.
No, it's
we're not going to allow that to go out over the air. It takes away from.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Know. Yeah,
it's okay. Star Trek Beyond, the third in the rebooted Star Trek movies, is out. It was better than the second one, so it's worth picking up. And Nine Lives, when Kevin Spacey plays a businessman or something, it's turned into a cat. It's not worth it. Don't watch it.
I've never heard of it.
It's because it was horrible.
Okay.
Nine Lives.
Well, he's entitled to a bad one. Spacey's done a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, this was just a cash grab. I think they probably paid him a few million dollars to say, hey, we need someone who's going to do for like 2 days of shooting and then some voice work as an animated cat.
Who wouldn't take that?
Yeah. We all would. A few shows out this week that are worth checking out. The Story of Cats is on PBS tomorrow night.
Story about the play, Cats?
No, about cats in our houses. It's like a long-term documentary. I'm not a big cat person, but I love
what
watching...
What is the deal with those things?
What's the deal with cats, Ian? We can find out.
I'm with you. I would watch it just because I'm intrigued by these things. Cats, I'm not a cat person, but I'd watch it.
That's... exactly my
thought. Maybe we'll learn something about them.
PBS tomorrow night, I believe it'll be on at 8 o'clock, but PBS can move those times around a little bit. Tonight on ESPN, are you a big golf fan, Frank?
No.
But were you a fan of John Daly?
Yes.
Yes.
Left-handed and heavy.
And just, he went out and hit the ball as hard as he could.
Yeah.
He'd drink on the course. He'd smoke.
I loved him.
John Daly, ESPN does these documentaries, 30 for 30. Tonight is 30 for 30, hit it hard. John Daly, looking at him breaking onto the scene in 1991 and how quickly he fell. Yes.
That'd be good.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
All right.
This Saturday on A&E at 8 o'clock. It's a show called The Killing Season. This is a docuseries. So think Making a Murder was kind of... It's a documentary over the course of a show. This is by Alex Gibney, I believe, is behind this. And Alex Gibney did last year Going Clear, the Scientology.
That was good.
That was really good. Enron, the smartest guys in the room, that he won an Academy Award for. And We Steal Secrets, the story of WikiLeaks. He's one of the best documentarians working.
I'll say.
So he has this new docuseries out on A&E. The premise is, for the past 6 years before they started filming this, police had been finding the bodies of sex workers that were dumped on a Long Island beach, but the killer has never been found. They're not even certain if it's the same person.
Ooh.
Yes. 8 hours. It starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It'll be every Saturday for 8 weeks, and then we will be done. So, yeah, great Christmas programming. I don't know who decided to put it on then, that it'll finish right around Christmas, but... yes, so that's on The Killing Season on
Nothing
A&M.
Says Christmas to me like a serial killer.
Exactly. And Netflix has their most expensive production ever beginning this Friday. It's called The Crown. It cost them $130 million is the rumor for 10 episodes.
Who's in it?
John Lithgow plays Winston Churchill.
I have never liked him. He was great in Footloose as the preacher, dad, the girl's dad. Something about him. I
think you might like it. It's because he's kind of jerky and pompous.
He's effeminate. He's jerky. I don't know.
He gets to play all of those things as Winston Churchill. So
he'd probably be a good Churchill.
I think he will be great. Matt Smith, you'll know if you're a Doctor Who fan. He plays Prince Philip. And Claire Foy is the name of the actress. You may recognize her, but you might not. This may be her big launching pad. She plays Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, in like post-war England. This is her assuming the crown. And it's the story of how there are all these powerful men around her, but she's going to be the queen. This looks very good, and it just looks amazingly opulent. The $130 million, that's a huge bet for Netflix.
You just said something that was very politician-like, and it's actually brilliant. You said you may recognize her, and you may not. Now, you can't go wrong with that. Nobody can ever say, well, that Colin, he didn't know what he's talking about. He said, I might recognize her, or I might not. And, oh, that's right, I didn't. See, that's a great politician's statement. It really is.
Well, I'm practicing. Well, he's a newsman. He has to kind of toe that line.
You may allegedly know her. And Netflix can do this because they just crunched the numbers. And by the end of this year, it appears there may be more Netflix subscribers in the U.S. than cable subscribers.
Wow. That's big.
They may overtake. They're on pace to have more than 50 million individual Netflix subscribers.
I would like for us to get to the point where we have just one source. There are people paying a Hulu bill every month.
Yeah.
A Netflix bill. Amazon bill. Cable bill. To
just
get
have
all
one
the
source,
programming, you have
just,
to have, you yeah. spend a lot of money to watch TV.
Yeah. And you could just pick what you want
yes.
and do shorter term thing. Oh, I just want to.
Even if you did it by the show, and it's automatically billed so much per show. I got to tell you, I think most of us would come out better in the looks. We're paying for things we don't even watch.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever the source was, get a TV that takes in all those sources. And like you said, you just hear what movie shows do you want to watch? Here's how much they are, 80 cents, 60 cents, like iTunes.
It's almost like we used to get TV for free. We just had to put a big metal thing on our roof, and then it all came to our house for free, and we could watch whatever we wanted.
And originally, cable was supposed to be free.
Yeah. And then
I'm sorry. It's supposed to be commercial free.
Commercial
free.
Now it's got
like $6 a month. And the advantage was, cable, no commercials. And then they thought, wait a second, we can not only get the $6 a month, we can sell commercials too, and they're not going to drop subscriptions. And they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
I mentioned that docuseries, The Killing Season. I'm going to say this. The St. Louis International Film Festival begins this week, Friday night, and it runs through the 13th, which is Sunday. So there's lots of narratives, just regular films you expect to see.
It's not one of the bigger film festivals, though.
It's growing quite a bit. It's going to have an early showing of Jackie. That's Natalie Portman as Jackie Onassis. So it's going to have some very large large-scale movies in it, but it also has some smaller movies that you may not get the opportunity to see. I think it's worth checking out.
Seems to me that if 60% or more of a movie is shot in St. Louis, wah, wah, it's just kind of destined. I'm serious. To fail. Remember the soccer
movie?
The soccer movie? It was a true story.
Yes,
the soccer game.
Game of Their Lives.
Yeah, that was mostly shot in St. Louis. You used St. Louis people.
What was that, Brass Ring or something, too? Wasn't that?
Yes. The Brass Ring was about a car dealer.
Yes.
And it was that blonde guy. Oh, my goodness. What is his name?
Oh, yeah.
It was, William Hurt.
Right.
William Hurt. Yes, The Brass Ring. Good example. Shot in St. Louis.
But didn't they do Escape from New York here?
No, there were just some scenes from here. Telling you, if more than half the movie is based here, see ya.
Oh, White Palace.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
They actually took a white castle and used it, changed it to white. Yeah, that's a good one. That movie did nothing.
Yeah.
But there are some documentaries. I'm actually on the jury for awarding the documentaries for that.
That's gloss over that.
That's kind of neat. But so I've watched several of them, and there's one I would like to point out that it's showing this Friday at 7:30. It's called Legs, A Big Issue in a Small Town, and it's Sag Harbor on Long Island in New York. There are these two gallery owners, and they bought this gigantic pair of like mannequin legs. It's a sculpture. And they installed them on the side of their house, and all of the rich people in this neighborhood had problems with this. And it sounds petty and just silly, and it is, and that's what makes it intriguing. You get to see inside this small, rich town where they don't really have any problems. What do they get worked up about? They get worked up about this. It's good. You get to, it's sort of, imagine a Real Housewives that didn't make you want to sort of punch everyone in it.
What's the name of this?
It's called Legs, A Big Issue in a Small Town. And that is the 7:30 this Friday night as part of the St. Louis International Film Festival. We'll talk more about it on Friday with Paul.
All right.
Ennio Morricone. Who is perhaps... He's perhaps...
I love that.
He just won an Oscar last year for The Hateful Eight. He did the main score for that. The Man with No Name trilogy, Fistful of Dollars, all of that. He did the score for those. He's probably the most famous Western composer. He is now suing because, I was unaware of this, he does not own the rights to all of the film scores that he did.
Who?
Ennio Morricone does not own the rights to the songs he wrote for these movies. And so he's now...
Wow.
And this is... Yeah, so
I guarantee you John Williams does.
Yeah, so he's going to court because this is ridiculous. Tom Hardy will play an old Al Capone, and old is in quotations because Al Capone was never old. But in a movie coming up, he will play Al Capone focusing on the final years of his life. Capone died at 48 years old, but as a result of getting syphilis, actually had dementia and all sorts of other mental problems in the end of his life, and was going through sort of this hellish state of reliving his amazingly violent days as a mob boss. Leading organized crime. So I think that's worth checking out. Then I ordinarily hate talking about these things, but it's so insane I had to mention it. Mariah Carey is now demanding $50 million from her ex-fiancé for disruptions to her life and promises that he made to her.
Well, I hope she gets it.
They were never even married. I don't understand how this works. How do you say, you said we were going to get married, now we're not. Give me $50 million.
Well, you may not understand it, but... You go, Mariah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She gets to keep, though, already her $10 million engagement ring. Mm. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow.
Oh, I tell you. That's an expensive ring. $10 million, Pally. That's a lot of diamonds. Thank you, Dean. Thanks for stopping by. Wow. Thanks, everybody. Good, Dean Martin. Thank you. That was Colin Jeffrey, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. First Community Credit Union is where I do all of my banking, and I have for a few years, several years now. 2 weeks ago, they opened their 43rd location. So at 42 locations, I was telling you, they're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Well, they still are, even a little bit bigger now. So congratulations, Crestwood, in 9,000 block, 9,500 block of Watson Road. You now have the best of the best. You have a First Community Credit Union. Don't forget about the 100 reasons to move your car loan. Each one of those reasons worth a dollar. You move your car loan from somewhere else to First Community, they put $100 in your account. That's it. It's that simple. And you're probably going to save money with a lower car loan rate. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got a stalled vehicle on northbound 270 past Highway 370. Right now, the right lane is closed, but that doesn't really matter because you're already jammed up from Highway 70, and that goes through about Washington Elizabeth. I don't know if we have an incident or if it's just sunshine that's really hitting people when they get around Bayless, but things are really jammed up right now from Bates on southbound 55 down through Bayless. Once you get behind that, everything or Union, then everything goes pretty well. Southbound 270, we have stop-and-go traffic from north of Olive that goes down through south of Doherty Ferry. And then they've also cleared an accident off to the shoulder that was jamming things up on westbound Manchester past Guyer. And this report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Wednesday morning on the McGraw Show. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, Jay Kanzler on the St. Louis International Film Festival, Feast Magazine senior editor Liz Miller, and Andy Strickland on Blues Hockey. That's all starting at 6 a.m. Wednesday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
In Illinois, we're no stranger to potholes. But the problem with our roads goes much deeper. After decades of heavy traffic and extreme weather, over 4,000 Illinois bridges are crumbling, and half our roads are rated in poor condition. We see it in every part of the state. We already pay to fix our roads, but year after year, Springfield raids the road fund for their pet projects. They've taken over $6 billion of our transportation money in the last 10 years alone. The more they take, the more our safety is at risk. But on November 8th, we can take back control. We can vote for the Safe Roads Amendment and require Springfield to spend our transportation money on transportation only. With the Safe Roads Amendment, we can fix our roads without raising taxes. Newspapers across Illinois support the Safe Roads Amendment, saying it's common sense. So on November 8th, at the top of your ballot, vote yes on the Safe Roads Amendment. Paid for by Citizens to Protect Transportation funding.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This Thursday, stop by Subway and buy any sub and drink and get a free sub. Plus, Subway will donate a meal to Feeding America for each sub purchased. Celebrate National Sandwich Day.